Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beat Buzzing with you today with livestock market economist Darrell Peel joining us after this.
Oklahoma owned and Oklahoma grown. That's Stillwater Milling Company, manufacturers of A&M feeds. Hi, this is Rob Botter, and we take pride in our A&M livestock feeds, focusing on quality ingredients that yield quality products. You'll see our fleet of Orange Mack trucks delivering throughout Oklahoma, and we want you on our list. Whether you're feeding one pony or 1,000 cows, there's an A&M feed that's right for you. Call Stillwater Milling Company at 1-800-364-6804 for the branch or dealer nearest you.
The Roger Mills County Cattlemen's Association 34th Annual All Breed Bull Sale will get underway at noon on February 4th at the Cheyenne Ag Pavilion in Cheyenne, Oklahoma. Selling composite bulls, Angus bulls, Horn Herefords, and Red Angus bulls. For more information and a sale catalog, just call Linda Lucas at 580-497-7366. Don't miss the Roger Mills County Cattlemen's Association 34th Annual All Breed Bull Sale February 4th in Cheyenne, Oklahoma.
In these early days of 2012, pleased to have along with us for a couple of days, livestock market economist Dr. Darrell Peel. Darrell, as we think about the new year, what's the outlook in your mind as far as our cattle prices are concerned, when we're talking about feedlot or the feeder cattle market as well?
Well, I think most everybody expects that, you know, we're going to see reduced beef production this year. Of course, we have very tight cattle supplies, which are going to get even tighter as we go through the year. And so, you know, we're looking for higher prices across the board for cattle, you know, feeder cattle, fed cattle, as well as for meat, for the boxed beef and for retail prices. And so I think everybody's on board with the idea that we're going to have higher prices. There is some question of sort of how high prices might be able to go in this market environment.
So if the undertone, Darrell, is higher, how high could we go?
Well, you know, ultimately the demand side of this market is going to determine the limit of this thing. I mean, with smaller production, we would expect higher prices, and you know, in an academic sense, you're on the same demand curve. You can have higher prices with smaller production, but nevertheless, at some point, prices will get so high that there will be limits on how much consumers will accept and be able to accept, and so that will determine how high retail prices can go, and that will set the stage then for all of the market levels below that. And so most of the margin operations will be sort of being squeezed at some point by limitations from above, as well as being squeezed from below with higher prices for whatever they're buying at their market level, all the way down to the cow-calf level.
Darrell, I know that there's a lot of unknowns, obviously, with this being an election year, the economy, of course, the European financial mess hanging out there over the world marketplace. But as we think about what's out there ahead of us, if we do get some improvement in the U.S. economy, how does that translate into beef demand? Will things improve, you think?
I think there's potential for it to go higher. You know, beef demand includes a lot of different factors, and the things that are limiting or the things that are unknown and sort of question marks in beef demand, the domestic demand, are really related to the income side of things. In other words, what are consumers' ability to buy things? Obviously, when unemployment is still high and you know, jobs are slow and all of that, there's limitations on income. Once you get past that, or if you move past that in a more dramatic way, certainly the preferences seem to be there. Consumers still want to eat beef, and they will eat beef. I think it's more a question of specifically which products will they eat. Will they turn back to a higher composition of steaks in the diet as opposed to hamburger meat, if you will? And so that'll be the real question as we go through the year.
Cattle market economist Dr. Darrell Peel. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. It's the 51st annual production sale of the Messner Ranch, Saturday, February 4th, 12:30 p.m. at the ranch, Slapout, Oklahoma. They'll be selling 120 service-age Hereford and Angus bulls and 60 spring-bred Angus and Hereford females. EPD information on the cattle. This is Oklahoma's oldest annual production sale. Going to be a dandy once again this year. For more information, contact Van Messner at 580-837-5532. Messner Ranch, 51st annual production sale, Saturday, February 4th at the ranch, Slapout, Oklahoma. That's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.